Ian Scholz, there are many things that bother me in this world today. Sometimes I think it's just because I'm getting older, and old guys tend not to like the way the world is going. But then I realized, looking back at my life, that I've never liked the way things were going. Same as it ever was, only now I don't like things, and also my leg hurts, I can't see the menu, and I can't eat fried chicken anymore. Just for an example, I vaguely remember when Pokemon first came out back in the 90s, I thought it seemed like coin collecting, only the coins could fight each other. It was way too complicated a pastime, in my opinion, inducing a weird kind of anxiety rather than pleasure. I thought it had gone away, but now, in the form of Pokemon Go, it has infected the real world. People chasing Pokemons at various locations on their smartphones. There have been several deaths, with people being run over and falling off buildings because they were too busy catching virtual critters to pay attention. And Pokemon Go is everywhere. It was banned in Iran. So there's a thing I hope will go away soon. It's probably why ISIS hates us. I suspect I will soon be reading a long essay about the history and significance of Pokemon. It will be in the Sunday New York Times Magazine, or the equivalent, and will be called A Long Read, which is another thing I really hate. What do you mean, a long read? Do you mean it's an essay? You're trying to warn people that it might take longer than 30 seconds to absorb the information contained in this particular string of words? I've also noticed that some essays online now have a reading time listed under the title. What if you're a slow reader? What if you're a fast reader? Not only are we getting dumber by the minute, we're bragging about it. Stupidity is not a bug. It's a feature. So, okay, Rotten Tomatoes, to mansplain a second, is a website devoted to movie and TV reviews and such. When a movie opens, it's said to be trending on Rotten Tomatoes, by the way. There's another word I hate. Not sure what it means. Is a movie a trend or not? If it's just trending, that's kind of letting people know you're putting your pants on, isn't it? What do I care? Wait till you have them on all the way before you tell me about it. Even then, frankly, I don't care. Anyway, Rotten Tomatoes aggregates reviews and then uses some kind of algorithm to generate a number about the thing being reviewed. For example, Sausage Party is 93% on the tomato meter. Just so you know, I don't care. Anyway, a fan has started a change.org petition demanding that Rotten Tomatoes be shut down because it's mean to DC films, you know, like Superman, Batman, and so forth. The petition reads, in part, quote, "We need this site to be shut down because its critics always give the DC Extended Universe movies unjust bad reviews," unquote. And finally, quote, "The Rotten Tomato critics are most likely biased or being paid to give these bad reviews. People use them as a main source for reviews. They're giving people an opinion. People should have their own, not someone else's," unquote. Now, here's a person who does not seem to know what a critic does. On the other hand, I guess he or she and their ilk are keeping Reddit and its various subreddits busy with their opinions about not having opinions. Trolls and comments and trending and arranging real-world Pokemon Go hookups and staying awake through Suicide Squad, these things keep us off the street. Or if we're on the street, we're catching Pokemons, which is a public service, 89% certified fresh on the tomato meter. So what's the problem? I don't get it. I really don't. I gotta go.